for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, March the 31st, 2002. Final service of the Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Carl Fox of Huntington, Tennessee is the speaker of the morning.
It has caused him to be able to walk in the ways of the Lord. And I thank you too, Irma, for your stand. And I ask for God's abundant blessings on each one of them in the name of Jesus Christ and all who have worked alongside them. And some of you think you haven't done much. Some of you think maybe you've only hurt their feelings sometimes. And we all do that to each other. But I want us all to be here realizing that we're all vital and important in God's kingdom and to this ministry. Okay? You see, this is part of the body of Christ. This is what it's about. It's not about denominations. Jesus did not do what he done so we could have stupid denominations. Amen. All right? And, you know, get offended if you want. I love to shoot for sacred cows, and that's one of them. And it isn't coming down very easy, but I'm going to keep shooting. Amen? Come on. See, we have got to take a stand, folks, for the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? And, you know, to blazes. Hell's blazes with religion. Amen? We don't need it. You know, it's amazing. I'm going to show you how religion and greatness, how close it works together here in part of what I'm sharing this morning, I suspect. You know, I'll never get used to God doing this to me, not telling me until I get up here, open the Bible. I'm still not sure what he's telling me to share, but I promise you I won't keep you here all day like I kept you here all last night. But it's hard sometimes, because there's a needy people here, okay? And you're a wonderful people, and you're a filled people. But see, filled people go out and unload so they can receive again. You know, this is Resurrection Day in the U.S. But on the first Sunday in May will be Resurrection Day in the Eastern culture. And in Romania, it's where the East and West. A real confusing land sometimes. I thank God I can walk by the Spirit. So I get the privilege of getting in on being able to share about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ on both sides of the Atlantic. But I want you to just think about this. You know, you sung that song about in the cross, and I rededicate your voice to the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? All right? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God bless you. Because you sang with everything that you were. You didn't come up and entertain, sister. And God bless you for that. You came up to pour out what God has given you. And Father, pour it back in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak that to everybody that's poured out this weekend. Whether it's in the kitchen or picking up something that somebody spilled. Whatever it is that's poured back. Because see, if Jesus had not got out of the grave, that cross wouldn't mean anything. Not a thing. All of the perfection of what Jesus done would mean nothing. You know, people, the Gettysburg Address is an amazing speech. Some people say it's the greatest. You know, if Abe Lincoln was a hero to all people, and although many hated him, Jesus was a hero to all people, even though many hated him. But what made him different than any other hero is he got up. The most powerful words that have ever been spoken is, he has risen.
Hallelujah!
Amen? Think about it. If it isn't making your hair start to stand up, then we're going to do some resurrecting of the dead. I mean, think about it. And this angel, I'll bet you angels don't envy, but if they did, they'd say, can I say that? Can I say that? But he got the privilege, you know, to say, he's not here. He's risen. And see, because of that, that's why my brother got the strength. to get up there and pour it out, right? And we give him the glory. See? You know, and the things that God has done for each and every one of us, you know. I expect by next resurrection, you're going to be up here dancing, okay? Dancing before the Lord. And if they aren't used to it, they'll get used to it, all right? I mean, huh? Well, yeah, but, that, you know, I'll give her a little time to practice. I have some compassion, in spite of what some would say. But on page 1242, but that won't work. Will it? That's going to Matthew, all right? In chapter 28, it says, and in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day, and, you know, there's some translation problem here. I'm not going to get into deep stuff here today, but the day starts in the traditional Orthodox Jewish way at sunset. You know, we out here on the west side of the world, we have sunrise services. Good Lord, he'd have been up and done all kinds of things by then. You know, if we're going to be accurate, we should have a sunset service. Because when the sun went down, he got up! When the light of the day went down, the light of eternity got up. And that's the truth. And if you don't like it, put your collar up there so I can shoot it. All right? I mean, it's the biggest event of all history. Wow. And that's when that happened. But Mary Magdalene, what a lady she became. And the other Mary came to see the sepulcher. Why didn't they come sooner? Because of traditions. And they were under the traditions of the law yet. There's a lot that changed when Jesus got up. I mean, the disciples, you know, on the backside of the scripture, especially John, you see Jesus saying things sometimes to them that was different than he said earlier. Because now he's preparing them to be the fathers, the church fathers. And it's an amazing thing. Jesus is amazing. But anyway, they came as soon as they could. Okay? That was permitted. I'm just going to read this chapter. Bear with me. And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. That stone was not a little pebble. Okay? When that stone moved, there was an earthquake. Think about this. Just think about this. When the Lord set his feet on the Temple Mount again, what kind of earthquake is going to happen? See, because that which is resisting our King, not soon coming King, he is our soon coming King, but he's our King today if we will permit that. But when the King sets his foot on that Temple Mountain, earthquake, it's going to be one that those doohickeys that they measure trembles with, those things are just going to be shattered. Literally. The power of what happened when Jesus got up, all of us, our understanding about it is just a spit in the ocean compared to what it is. Alright? Really, serious. It changed all of history, from even before it started, all the way through eternity, which never ends. And when we accepted Jesus as our Lord, we became part of this. Are we going to fail? Yes. But you know, we can say, Father, forgive me in the name of Jesus. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are going to mess up. You know, God doesn't have the only perfect man there ever was on the face of the earth left. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. But see, don't get discouraged when you fumble and bumble. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the more that we can depend on that and declare that, the less we're going to fumble and bumble and stumble. And there's no instruction manual that's ever going to teach you how to do that other than this one right here. All right? This is it. The other ones will help you in your understanding. But see, it's the Word of God. And it's the Word of God is living. See, Jesus was the Word of God living You know, it says that the 3 days and three nights, by the way, he didn't die on Good Friday. I won't get into that either, but because it's 3 days and three nights.
Right.
Okay, in the time, the amount of hours in the day never has changed. God said that. If you don't believe me, read Genesis. But you know, those 3 days were the darkest days that the earth has ever seen. It was worse than the Dark Ages. It was the darkness, the evil, the terribleness of it. You think that you face dark and evil times, and we do. But see, think about it. The devil, honestly, the fool that he is, literally believed. Can you think of it? I mean, he really believed because, see, Jesus was the Word living. And Jesus wasn't in hell wrestling with the devil while he was dead. He was dead, okay? He had to be dead to get us free. And all these wonderful passion plays sometimes you see. Give me a break. Read the Bible. You know, there went some more cows out. But seriously, folks, Jesus really died. He didn't have to die. He all died.
Yes.
All right? D-E-A-D, dead. And it got dark. Fact is, when he said it is finished, night started. Just phew. If you want to get an idea of how bad it is for somebody who don't know Jesus, and let's not get hard on them, let's love them. You know why? Because the living Word is not alive in them. During that time, the living Word had died. It had been sacrificed. Whoa! When that angel said, he's not here, he's risen. What a declaration. Because he was saying, the Word of God is alive. Why do you think everybody wants to ridicule the Word of God? Why do you think these dinglings, I could say worse words and they wouldn't even define them, so they're just trying, but they come up with all these new ideas. Well, new ideas come and go. I remember when I was a kid, I was a farm boy. They had new idea machinery. It never was worth a rip, you know. It didn't last. It was just a new idea. And I think about that sometimes. You know, when these people come up with these new ideas and cutting edge. You know, the Word of God is the truth. And if you believe it, it's the truth for you. And if you will believe and you will get up, those who got weary bodies and bones, if when you get up and you take what got up, he has risen, that success, you're going to walk, get uphill.
Amen.
All right? Uphill. Do you hear me? Okay? Not upheld. Uphill. But behold, there was a great earthquake for the angel of the Lord. This had been awesome. There'll be a videotape in eternity of this. You know? I mean, we have eternity. You know, we don't have time. There's so many of you I would love to just sit for hours and hours and hear about your lives and pray with you. You know, and it just isn't there. You know, we do these kind of things and, you know, and I even see reunions of people come, you know, and we have meetings like this around the country and they're all there and they say, well, we come to see you, Carl. And, you know, by the time they get done ministering, they've had to go home. Didn't even get to see them. And the Lord told me, he said, that's part of your hope, Carl. You'd go on 1,000-year hikes with them in eternity. See? See, we're living to a better time. All right? Because he has risen. And his countenance of that angel, verse 3, was like lightning. Pretty bright, huh? Can you imagine that? And his raiment, white as snow. White as snow. And wind-whipped snow. I'm a northern boy. Okay, I'm a Yank. But that's what they call me. I say, where are you from, boy? I'm from my mama. Where are you from? You know, give me a break. But, you know, I know what white snow is. I know what snow blindness is. Everything is so white and pure around you that you can't see and you don't know which direction you're going. All right? And that angel is probably even whiter and brighter than that. Tide would have liked to have got a shot on that so they could do a commercial, you know? Say that, look what our soap did. But anyway, it was like lightning, his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, imagine if you were a non-believer, you'd see that kind of light. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Those keepers were sent there because the religious, the Sadducees, you know, the heads of the denominations of the day that stopped the movement of the Word of God, sent these guards down there to make sure somebody didn't steal his body away, because they said he said that he was going to rise up. See, they always think that, though they don't think, they, you know, obviously, but they think that they got a plan. God is always ahead of the plan. He is always ahead of the plan. And so these guys were there. They became as dead men. They just, you know, fell down dead. I mean, they wanted to die. The fear that they had. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not. See, even they, you know, God is an awesome God. And sometimes you see things and you back away because, you know, it's awesome. It's a small word compared to what it is. But it says, but he said, fear not. So amazing. So many times the angels appear and say, fear not. Fear not. Why? Because that, and also they're needed because the devil, they're breaking up something that the devil thought he had going. And there's fear there. And fear don't come from God, see? So they're also, I believe, speaking against them devils that are there trying to mess things up. Isn't that awesome? Fear not. And that's another great word. Fear not. For I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He is not here, for he is risen. You know, this is the time of the year. This is one of the greatest of our Christian days. Because even unbelievers hear about Jesus' death and resurrection. You know, a lot of religions, denominations, don't let Jesus get out of the tomb. They stay at the cross where he died. And, I get back to that cross and dump stuff all the time. Here, Lord, I want this nailed on there. I want to die. But, you know, if he hadn't got up, it wouldn't make any difference. I mean, he'd be a great hero. But see, he got up, and it's a big difference. And then some other Christian groups, they accept that, and they do the baptism of John, but they don't want the baptism of the Spirit. So they say, oh, well, that died with the apostles. Well, you know what? There's always been all five of the ministry gifts alive here on earth. You know, there's no great prophet movement and apostle movement and all these things that men invent. It's always been there. Praise God, some people recognize it once in a while. All right? See, those things, because they're the things of God. Man can't stop the things of God. But he is not here, for he's risen. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. See, Jesus is even the angel's Lord. Some people elevate angels. He just would read Hebrews and realize that where it says Hebrews chapter 2, somebody goofed. They shouldn't have put it there. Read a few more verses down. That's where the next chapter starts. And then you will see where it honestly tells you that they're sent to serve you. Okay? See, when you pray, and you pray, when you think you're doing spiritual warfare, you're not doing that. You're speaking the words. They're doing that. It's their job to serve you. And the angel said, the Lord. See? It's the Lord too. Go quickly and tell the disciples. Quickly. I bet you they're burned the soles off their Adidas. They were booking, you know what I mean? They didn't need to be told that. But tell them that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he comes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. The angels don't lie. The ones that did fell. Okay. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. And they did run to bring his disciples the word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them. He just couldn't wait. He loved them. He just, you know, and he met them. Lost my place. Can you imagine that? Jesus met them, saying, all hail. Then, you know, that's a word for you and I today and every day of our life. That's the first words that's recorded that Jesus spoke to anybody. All hail. So when you start thinking you're important, your ministry's important, God needs you, he can use a donkey to do your job. He told me that one time. I was flying up northwestern United States to do a conference, and I asked the Lord to help me stay humble because, you know, otherwise it'd get out of control. And I get to see a lot of miracles, and people do try to puff you up, and then when they can't puff you up, they kick you in the face, you know, because they want somebody to take and hold up, and then when he fails, they got an excuse, you know. And so I say, Lord, help me be humble, and I really mean it. And he said to me, he says, you know, in the Old Testament, I got talking ass. He said those words. Okay. He said, in the New Testament, I got talking fox. See? Okay. See, just like the donkey, do your job. Don't you ever think that he needs you. You need him. All right? All hail. All right? Remember that, please. All hail. And they came and they held him by the feet and they worshipped him. I could imagine. Then said Jesus unto him, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. You know, Jesus is saying shall. He's not saying, hey, if you get lucky. You be where I told you, you shall. And that's true today. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city. Those are the guys that were laying their dead, you know, his dead. And they showed on the chief priests, the Sadducees, the religious leaders, all the things that were done. And see, they'd take and pay for this, you know, to not let this thing get out of control. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, you know, in other words, they're still trying to figure out how to beat God, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples, come by night. And stole him away while we slept. Isn't that amazing? It had to be large money because under the law, they had disobeyed. They could be stoned for this happening. And it came to the governor's ears. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we'll persuade him. We're good liars. We went to liar school. And we will persuade him and secure you. In other words, you won't be harmed for this. So they took the money, boy, the poor guys, and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported amongst the Jews until this day, and still is. Those men, the judgment for what they took, pretty heavy. Isn't that amazing? Because the lies they spoke to this day are being repeated, and their rewards for that they will have. Pretty heavy. Then the 11 disciples, well, what happened to the other one? He hung himself, right? Or if he hadn't hung himself yet then, he sure was a hiding. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee and into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Remember, he said to do that, right? And when they knew about obedience at this point. See, before there was so much disobedience, they'd get upset and go on a fishing trip, you know, all these things. But and when you want to see their lives really change, you get in the book of Acts, chapter 2, when whoa, the fire come down. That's when they received the Spirit within. But when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. People say, well, how could they doubt? What Judas did, he betrayed him. How many was with Jesus on Calvary? See, you've all seen great things. The great things you see, you can't live on them. All right? Artifacts don't work. All right? You got to live on fresh relationship with the Lord each and every day. The children of Israel ate a thing called manna. It kept him alive, but it's also a symbol for you and me to seek fresh revelation. God gives you a revelation on something. You know, the sun goes down, you go to sleep. You get up, don't depend on that revelation anymore. Satan don't sleep. All right? You seek fresh revelation. Because otherwise you're following a revelation that the circumstances have changed. It don't fit. Okay? Seriously, keep that in mind. Okay. Old man is very stinky, and so is old revelation, and people that follow it get stinky. Anyway, where was I? I'm so excited about today. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. Boy, that's important. But listen to what Jesus said to them. You know what? Can you say, the Lord talks to me? Can you say that? I want to hear you. Okay, some of you didn't. It's your last chance today. The Lord talks to me. Every day. Amen. And it's the truth, all right? And listen, these words he spoke then pertain to us now. Okay? And Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye there. This is his call to you and me. People say, why do you go to Romania? I have people get mad at me. They say, how about the starving children of America? And you're taking care of orphans. And I say, well, hallelujah, you go take care of starving children of America. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's the way we deal with them anymore. But what are you doing for those children? Do something. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And amen doesn't mean he ain't going to do it no more. Amen seals it in. But not every day if you don't permit it. God is not going to grab you and put you and move you and place you. It isn't his fault when we turn our eyes away from him. All right? He's before you. You don't have to worry about your back. He's got your back covered, all right? Move forward. We're not made to do a very good job of doing this. You can't do it very long before you can stumble over something. Sometimes I stumble when I'm going frontward. We're made to go this way, all right? This is for every one of us, okay? Every one of us, we're made to go forward. If we stay hung up on what happened that day or at the cross, those are all important, all right? But the Lord is calling us forward, right? When we leave here, don't put to sleep what you learn, right? It will not stay with you if you don't use it. And believe me, goofy nincompoops can do the work of God if you don't believe it. Follow me around a little bit, okay? Because many times I'm that, but I can still do the work of God. See, God's calling people that are willing. God's calling people that will get up, and they got a goofy oxygen thing under their nose and everything else, and quivering and twitching, and get up there to and praise the Lord and draw us in. See, that's the kind of people God's calling. Now, I'm stroking you. I'm using you as a good example this time, all right? We all get to be bad examples sometimes, too. But see, that's the heart. That's why he's here. And you know what's going to happen for that? The Lord's going to bless them. You know, the Lord's going to try to make this thing worse. And I want to tell you, there's a lady, she's the husband of the vice president of the ministry the Lord's entrusted to me. They live in Seattle. She's went to hell and back in the last couple, 3 years, health-wise. But we were doing a conference on keeping your healing in Tacoma, Washington. And she gave her testimony of what the Lord had done. You know what happened? All of a sudden, boom. And if she'd have believed what she got hit with within a week, she'd have been done. And the Lord told me, get on an airplane. Get up there. And when I got there, I knew why. It wasn't that I needed to be there to pray for her. But you know what? They were so weary because this thing had gone on. And I walked in the room and I said, and it was the Lord's... I was saying it, but it was the Lord's word. I said, don't be weary. Get rid of that weariness. This is the last round. And the doctors had said that what she had that you don't live through. And it's some kind of weird thing that happens to people that have been very weakened and tore down. But it's a type of pneumonia that most people that have HIV and AIDS die of. Okay? And when it hits you,
boom,
and you're down so quick. And they don't know what to do because no one lives long enough to practice. She did. She got up. And she's totally free. You know what? You don't have the doohunky under her nose anymore, okay? And in the name of Jesus, I speak that same blessing on my brother in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your oxygen saturation point is going to rise up and rise up and rise up till it's in the high 90s. As high as it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus Christ, even when you run and exert yourself. And that it's coming quickly. It's already here. Your body's going to catch up with the Word of God quickly, brother. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive it. Receive it. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we don't have a lot of time to pray for people. But I just, God's just showing me things. And if it's you, take it, all right? But if you don't take it, you know what's going to happen? Some unbeliever that is going to spit on it is going to get it, all right? If it's you, take it. There's two bad hearts out there. If it's yours, take it. Just take it. You're not being selfish. All right? But there's two people. Just in the name of Jesus, receive it. Just let it soak in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord. There's more than two. I was wrong. See, even when I'm wrong, God will work. Just receive it if everybody's got, you know, in the name of Jesus. You know, when the Spirit of God is moving in people's lives, I've had a cloud over this eye that I've looked through for so long that I've never spoken it out. And this morning while we were up here praying, it left. See? Okay? You know, because I'd said to the Lord the other day, I said, you know, it isn't long before I got to renew my driver's license and then I'm going to have to get them stupid glasses. My family is famous for having to wear specs. I'm the only one that don't. I don't want to, okay? And you know, and if I'm being selfish, Lord, forgive me, but I still don't want to. And it's neat, you know. Hallelujah. And I wasn't even aware of it for a few minutes. See? Because we were so busy. Just being blessed. And you know, but see, this is the real thing. So receive it with your heart. Receive it with your heart. Receive in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking some lungs that need some help. You're not the only one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want everybody, because you know what? You all got to have air to breathe. You can't live long without air. You can go a long time without food, but not very long without air. And I just want everybody here, and this is not just a religious stupid thing to do, okay? I'm just moving where the Lord's led me. I want everybody to breathe in deep and just receive the goodness of God. Just hold as long as you can and let it out slow. And whatever you need, be out of your body in the name of Jesus. Just let it leave. Just let it leave. You don't have to quiver, twitch, or anything. Just let it go. Okay? There's someone here that has a battle in their mind. Really, the enemy is just trying to and has messed so many things up. And afterwards, you just don't know why you did that. And you've done things that you wouldn't have done and that you can't change. And many people have not, or you don't believe that you've been forgiven, but it doesn't matter. God has forgiven you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to that mind. I speak that soul. And I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Peace. From the Prince of Peace, the one that got up in Jesus. Just let it in there. I understand this, believe me. I was such a wild man. I mean, these are hands that have shed innocent blood. I'll tell you about it. Because if I'd got caught for things I'd done, I'd been in Crowbar Hotel for lifetimes. And yet, you know, the devil covers you. And you think you're getting by with something, but you're not getting by with things. But see, when we get these things out of our life, you know, and then you have a habit pattern that's got to be dealt with. All right? See? Because these habit patterns are placed by Satan. You know? And I learned what was behind it. My family was Druids on my father's side. You know, the priests that, you know, they did sacrifice of humans and everything. You know, well, see that stuff, that curse being in the bloodline. You get rid of those things, all right? But just don't hold on to that. Your life has changed starting today. And every day is going to get better. And we just thank you for that. And Father, I thank you for the eyes that need to see. That they be healed right now in the name of Jesus, in the spiritual eyes. And we praise you, Father, for the spiritual eyes that need to be able to see the will of the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I speak to the yucky, acidy stuff in joints. Some joints here that got some problems, and there's just stinky. It's stinky stuff in there because it's not supposed to be there. It's death in those joints. I command it to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You got stiff joints, move them now. Now, don't wait. Just move them because they're free. They're free. Just move them in the name of Jesus. They are free. Just accept it. Accept it. You got a stiff back, move that baby around. Name of Jesus Christ. Just receive it. Receive it. The Lord is ministering. I mean, He loves it when people get together and celebrate His resurrection. You think He wasn't excited? Can you imagine? He must have let out a holler when He come out of death. I would think He did. You know what I mean? And He didn't look like this sad little guy that everybody, these guys paint pictures of. You imagine the big tough guy. The man's man. The perfect man. See, Adam started out the perfect man and became imperfect. Jesus was the perfect man and has stayed that way. All right? When he came up victorious. And that's what he wants for you and me. Every one of us is victory. And none of you, and not a one of you, is facing anything. Anything at all that cannot be taken care of right now. Just receive it. Get rid of your stupid religion. Get rid of your stupid condemnation. Of course you deserve it. You know what you'd have if you got what you deserved? That little spermy thing and the egg wouldn't have come together and got stepped on. Okay? But see, because of what Jesus done for you, you become acceptable. Alright? And not only that, you became pure before the Father. Receive that purity. Receive it. The most dangerous area of the human body is between the ears. Right? Yep. We have these religious devils, these sacred cows. I got to understand it first. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're waiting for that, by the time you get done dissecting something, you try to put it back together, it's dead. Okay? We weren't born onto dead works. When the Spirit of God came into you and me, we were born onto works that are alive. Eternally alive. And God has called every one of us. Young, old, doesn't matter. Male, female, doesn't matter. I know we have some sacred cows that say women can't do this and that. And I say, oh yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, and there's ladies here. And if you count it, there's more ladies than men, I'm sure. But I have kicked my shoes off to count that far, so I'm not going to. But you know what the thing about it is that over half of the Lord's army is female. Okay? And if God wanted them to just shut up, now they need to be careful what they say. So do we, guys. But see, God is not a stupid idiot. And He called you girls out to do great things too. All right? Because over half of His army is you beautiful women of God. Right? So don't forget it. Some of it is just keeping us guys together. I couldn't. Honey, stand up. I'm going to embarrass you. But if it weren't for this beautiful little lady, I couldn't do anything. Because she makes it possible so God can work in this man. All right? And I thank God for her. And I don't do it enough. But thank you, honey. Guys, let's appreciate our ladies, okay? Okay. And ladies, let's appreciate our guys. All right? We get on each other's nerves. Man, you know, it making 2-1 is a lot of work. Whew. I mean, you know, I got it pretty good, but Sheila, you know. Lie. I want to tell you something. And you men, you can identify with this, but you know you girls can from the other side of that coin. But you know who really knows how to hit your buttons is your wife, right? Or your husband, right? And see, Satan will try to use that in a way to where we bug each other. All right? But what makes marriage work and keeps love alive is forgiveness. What makes the church work? The church is not a building. It's a people. It's love and forgiveness. Okay? You can't love without forgiving, but you can't forgive without love. That we understand this, folks. And I want to say that just receive the goodness of God. Just receive it. You don't have to go stand on your head, sit on a mountaintop. You can if you want, you know, but you don't have to do that to receive. You know, this weekend a lot of people cough stuff up. Well, you don't have to do that, but it sure works, okay? You know, some people get critical of those things and stay away. I was in India. It was the first time I was getting some decent food to eat. And the lady sitting right across from me, you know, and there was a narrow little table. She looked up at me and she had the weirdest look on her face. You know what she did? She puked all over my food and me. Just bleh. Well, everybody got offended. Well, I didn't want to eat no more, I'll tell you that. But she ran out, and I realized the reason this little girl was running out was because the devil had gotten into her. And I missed it, and I thank God for forgiveness. I mean, I ran after her and found her and ministered to her. But a few months later, she bore a dead baby. And I know had I been a little sharper, see, but that devil, see, but I can't change that, and I'm not going to condemn myself, all right? And see, when you do something wrong sometimes, God still makes things turn out right. That mother and father, that dead baby, are great believers. That baby's eternity is sealed with Father. Will it have crowns, jewels, and rewards? You bet. It'll be rewarded. All right? See? But we sometimes get so picky. And probably more picky. You know, I find picky people just tear themselves up with pickiness. Right? So when you have somebody, if they're bugging you about being picky, pray for them because they're picking themselves apart. I used to be one of the pickers, I know. Okay? Speaking from having been in that cage. So just, let's give each other the space. Okay? Let's walk out with He is risen within us. All right? In the name of Jesus Christ, and God bless each of you. And I want you just to get up and go around and say to a whole bunch of people, because maybe they didn't hear me, just walk around and congratulate each other because He is risen, all right? And just, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this place, Father. Bless this people. Let not the devil steal the good that's happened this weekend. In the name of Jesus, Father, that Your goodness and Your grace be not pulled apart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God bless my brother Glenn. And God bless his wonderful, beautiful wife. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, keep them strong. Restore back what the enemy has stolen.
Yes, amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank You, Father, for the victory we've had this weekend. And I praise You for it, Father. And Father, this conference is not coming to a close. This conference is beginning as we move out with what we've received in the name of Jesus Christ, because that which is good does not come to an end. Amen?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.